Do you nga? Kanga klino minto you nga. I'm Kayla Bruce and I'm from Rankin and Lytton of Woop. When I think of dolls, my mind automatically goes to children. Originally, dolls created by Inuit would have been made for children to play with and to practice making miniature pieces of clothing before they moved on to real sizes when they got older. I want to start by talking about dolls that are animals but are packing their babies in their amautik. An amautik is what we use to keep our babies warm and close to us. It helps with forming bonds between the child and whoever is carrying them. It also helps the child feel safe. I think the representation of animals packing their babies shows that animals, just like us, care for their babies and want them safe too. The fact that anyone would create a doll that is a mom shows the importance and significance moms are to our lives. Moms are at the beginning of life, whether you're a human like us or a walrus like the doll made by Eva Kutuk. The next doll I want to draw attention to is the man who is carrying wood. When I see it, I think of all the weight that men carry. Traditionally, they were the providers and would have to face all the elements to go hunting. It didn't matter if it was minus 50. Their family still had to eat. I think that this still fits in a modern day context. Inuit men still do a majority of the hunting. The next doll I want to draw attention to is the doll with tattoos. This doll holds significance just by the fact that it has tattoos. Tattooing was very nearly stripped away by the missionaries, and for a long period of time, Inuit were not allowed to do this practice. Even when we were allowed to, lots of people still didn't because there was a religious taboo around it. It's only in the last 10 years that Inuit, especially Inuit women, have begun to practice again. There is a tattoo revitalization movement and have been workshops across northern Canada. Our tattoos have come back to us, and for us only. I myself am the first one in my family to have Inuit tattoos done on my finger. I remember being so nervous about what others would think, but it was something I really wanted to do. I also am in school to become a teacher and was worried about what school administration would think, but I have felt nothing but curiosity and support from both staff and students about them. The last doll I want to draw attention to is the doll that looks like a creature. Inuit stories and legends are a major part of oral history and teaching. This doll doesn't make me think of one story, but it does remind me of how eerie, like the doll, some of the stories are. All stories have a lesson, a teaching, or a deterrent. For example, the story of the Kalupilui were told to keep children from going onto the ice alone. The last thing I would like to point out about the dolls is that they are made of many different materials. There is no one fabric, fur, or skin that they are done in. They would have been made and are still being made with what is available to the maker. There is a lot of creativity and differences amongst the dolls, and I think that shows the diverseness of Inuit. People like to think that we are all the same and come from the same place. Inuit Nunavut within Canada stretches along 4 provinces and territories. Within our culture and people, there are different styles of clothing which you can see when looking at the dolls. Some styles are more common in certain regions. Although it is easy to look at the dolls and see them just as dolls or artwork, I challenge everyone to take a deeper look. Think about why were they created? Where did they come from? Who made it? Who was it for? Do this and you will find deeper meaning than them just being dolls.